following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. CannabisRadio.com presents The Stoner Jesus Show.
I've created very few things outright in my life. That's one of them. That's my shit. I'm not going to have it run into the ground by a bunch of whiny fucking dickweeds.
Yes, Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 17th, 2017. This is hour two. You're live on CannabisRadio.com. As I said earlier, I'm not sure where my cold's going. It's getting worse by the hour. I don't know if this will be a full 2 hours. First hour wasn't a full hour, so the second hour probably won't be either. I get the fuck out of here early. Go chill. Get ready for the video show Sunday night. Facebook Live. Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook Live. Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Go like the page, if you will. These are 3 days after Valentine's Day special. I had a little technical issues last week. We're here. And I wrote a Valentine's Day show. I'm not going to waste it, so we're doing it. Time for, you know, redoing all this shit. Very important things going on. Very important Jesus-like things going on. So anyway, let's play some love music for this next segment. This is Love in 3/4 Time. I don't know what that means. Is that a musical reference? Or is it like a euphemism for premature ejaculation? Anyway, Stoner Jesus pickup lines, Valentine's Day edition. Yeah, Valentine's Day has passed. It's 3 days past. I don't care. Write them down, memorize them, whatever, for next year. You get a head start on everybody. We have these two pickup lines. They always come in twos. I don't know why. Don't ask. Quit asking me fucking questions. Stoner Jesus pickup lines. The first one. Roses are red. Violets are violet. My dick is like a manila folder, and I know just where to file it. That's right. Thank you. Stoner Jesus pickup lines, Valentine's Day edition. Pickup line number two. Baby, my love is like Cupid. Short, fat, and always shooting. You may not want him to. Second one may not be as good as the first, but, you know, whatever. We're 3 days late anyway, so what do you care? Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. 3 days after Valentine's Day special. Go forth with those pickup lines and procreate at will. You won't be lonely for next Valentine's. You may be lonely this Valentine's Day. Well, if you got those two pickup lines, the next Valentine's Day, that shit is in the bag. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 17th, 2017, or 3 days after Valentine's Day special. What do we got coming up? Antichrist update coming up. Also exclusive. Something we've never done before. And an Antichrist update. What? Well, you have to wait and see, won't you? So fucking wound up. Be so eager. Calm down. It's nice music. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. We'll be back. You're going to have to stop this. Hold on. There you go. We'll be back right after this. Yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. Educator, author, and advocate Dr. Mitch Earlywine is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
You're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Not only can Stoner Jesus Show podcast be found on stonerjesus.net, you can also find them on cannabisradio.com. You can also find the show by searching Stoner Jesus on Spreaker.com and the Spreaker Radio app, also the Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, and iHeart.com. If you want the links to all of these, go to stonerjesus.net. In the top menu bar, there's a page that says Listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. There you can find all the different ways you can listen to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News, presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show, or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
CannabisRadio.com proudly presents the newest and greatest podcast in the galaxy, The Real Dirt with Chip Baker, your insider industry connection to accurate and entertaining information about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. Rolling joints and dropping knowledge about cannabis technology, production, cultivation, and everything in between. The future of legal cannabis has arrived, and we want to give you The Real Dirt with Chip Baker. Look for new episodes at CannabisRadio.com, TheRealDirt.com, or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Tommy Chong Show on Cannabis Radio.
You got me running, you got me hiding. Run, hide, and hide, run any way you want, let it roll. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby. Girl, what you want me to do? Shut up and do a podcast, is what I want you to do. Well, that sounds like a good idea.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Chronicling the latest cannabis industry news and headlines.
Well, with four states with tax and regulate and the District of Columbia.
The state of cannabis.
Oh, my God, it's refreshing. We have people that generally wouldn't speak on behalf of cannabis for fear of retribution, fear of losing your practices, fear of many of those things, and find ourselves in a place that we finally can.
Bringing you fact-based news and views and keeping listeners on the pulse of what's happening in the industry today. The State of Cannabis. On demand anytime, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Damn, there's supposed to be a disclaimer there. Well, just pretend there was. The viewer discretion is advised, or listener discretion is advised, and Cannabis Radio doesn't agree with any of this. There, I did my own disclaimer. Time now for the Antichrist update. As foretold in the scriptures long ago, an antichrist would rise, an antichrist with which I would have to do battle for the kingdom of heaven. Of course, an antichrist has been identified as the Antichrist Update.
Around the same time, she fell in love with him.
She knew I was eventually going to ask her to marry me. I just had to get that ring right.
Hey, I'm my baby, and it looks so nice to me.
When I came back from the hospital, the first thing I did was go look at my vag in the mirror.
It is the Antichrist Update here on Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. You're not guessed. Of course, the Antichrist, who we identified in utero and been doing the Antichrist Update ever since, is none other than Little Northwest, a.k.a. Kimye Jr., a.k.a. the demon spawn of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. He's like three now? I don't know. Something like that. And along the way, it's been a crazy ride. We've been gathering intelligence and information about the Antichrist and her family for these many years. But there's been some setbacks. There's been some disappointments. At one point, I thought Taylor Swift would be a powerful ally on our battle, but that is not to be, apparently. You know, and then Kanye West had like a problem, but then it was a problem. Then he was meeting with Donald Trump. And it's like, you know, whenever we think there's an end, there's a possibility, and it goes away. You know, for us, we've been training. We'll talk about that in a second. First, the latest update, the family of the Antichrist. Here's how Kim Kardashian and Kanye West celebrated Valentine's Day. It's from Us Magazine. That's amore. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West enjoyed a romantic Valentine's Day dinner date in New York City on Tuesday, February 14th. The couple, who will celebrate 3 years of marriage in May, were spotted dining at the Italian restaurant Carbone in Manhattan's Greenwich Village. Kardashian 36 looked beautiful in an oversized black puffer jacket, a bandeau, a high-waisted velvet maxi skirt, and boots. I don't know what most of that is. I know what boots are. So what's a bandeau and a high-waisted velvet maxi skirt? Maxi skirt means it's like an opposite for a mini skirt. It means it's longer, I guess. It's fucking weird. Kanye showed off his recently dyed blonde hair and wore a brown leather jacket, black t-shirt, dark jeans, and white sneakers. These fucking people are like, they're hardcore about inventory and what they're wearing. The pair are in the Big Apple for the Waves rapper's upcoming Yeezy Season 5 unveiling, which will take place during New York Fashion Week at Pier 59 Studios on Wednesday, February 15th. That means it happened. That means it went down. How did I miss it? Yeezy Season 5. Yeah. That's one of my battle plans for, when the battle finally does go down, is everybody on our side, all of our soldiers, are going to be dressed in Yeezy fashion. They'll throw them off. They won't see it coming. Like, what the hell is this? They're wearing Yeezy fashion. They must be friendly. Aha! See, I'm a brilliant general. It's going to be great. No problem. 53 batshit facts about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. That's a big-ass list. I can't do a fucking list that long. Let's see what we got, though. Rather than having place cards at their wedding, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had a team of Italian stonemasons engrave the names of all their guests into a marble table. They originally wanted their wedding to take place at the Palace of Versailles. Unfortunately, they refused permission, but they did host a party there the night before the nuptials. They turned up at the party in a horse-drawn carriage. They then surprised their guests by flying them all to Florence the next day for the wedding. The reason? It's where they conceived North Antichrist. Other crazy facts, or batshit facts, about Kim Kardashian. It was reported that 1 hour before the wedding was due to take place, Kanye took a dislike to the bar that had been installed for the reception. What? Took a dislike to the bar. Well, he's like walking through and the bar like bumped him in the shoulder. He was like, excuse you, bar. Bar's like, fuck you. Who are you? You fucking Kanye West? Fuck you. I'm a bar. I'll do what I want. Kanye was like, fuck that. Barr was like, you want to go? You want to go right now, Kanye West? I'm a fucking Barr. I'll fuck you up. He allegedly said it looked like a Barr from Texas. In a Texas draw. You got a problem with me, Kanye? I'm a Barr, bitch. I'll fuck you up. Took a saw and began chopping it in half. Then he asked for two pieces of wood to be nailed on the front before standing back and declaring, now it's art. What? Did that really happen? It says it was reported. That's crazy. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know what other commentary to put with that. It's crazy. When Kanye was later questioned on whether the report was true, he said, the Barr was terrible and the wedding planner didn't approve it with me. I was having issues with this wedding planner the entire time on approvals, and I get there and they threw some weird plastic Barr at me. Oh, that's where the miscommunication came in. Someone threw the Barr at him. He thought it was the Barr, but it was someone else. The problem was the thrower of the Barr. Kanye's wedding present to Kim was a specially commissioned painting of her in a thong with my Queen Kim down the left-hand side of the canvas and perfect bitch on the right. Oh, fuck. That is fantastic. Kanye spent most of their honeymoon in Ireland photoshopping their wedding photos because he wanted them to look like Annie Leibovitz's. He explained, quote, this is what Kanye said. It was pissing my girl off during the honeymoon. She was exhausted because we worked on the photo so much. We sat there and worked on that photo for 4 days. 4 days. See, I got to think these people are going to be easily distracted when the battle against the Antichrist finally comes. They look at a photo for 4 days and work on it. Can you imagine telling someone, Kanye continued, who just wants to Instagram a photo? Who's the number one person on Instagram? We need to work on the color of the flower wall. I don't understand. Is that supposed to be coherent? Is that supposed to make sense? Let's do one more. Early on in the relationship, Kanye decided to give Kim's style an overhaul. He had a stylist come to her home and clear out her closet of all the items that weren't to his taste and replace them with new ones. Then he was like, here's what you're going to do. Show your titties a lot. I'm your husband, Kanye. If I have one piece of advice, is to show your fucking titties as much as possible, woman. Whip those big, bad fucking mama jammas out at every opportunity. And she has stayed true to that advice. Now, as promised, an exclusive. We've never done this before in the Antichrist update. This is very big. As you know, to the north, VDJ Sexy Hippie is training our army of squirrels who will fight in the upcoming battle against the Antichrist. To the west, here in America, United States, we have the stoned rabbits who are dangerous because they are stoned and they have lost their fear of humans. It's the first time ever. We're going to go exclusively to audio from the training facilities where our army of squirrels, Canadian squirrels, and stoned rabbits are trained very hard. Let's open up this line and see if we can listen in. Is that? I think it's the squirrels. There's the squirrels. Oh, there's the rabbits. It's the rabbits and the squirrels. Wow. Rabbit sounds wound up. Bring it back. Now I ask you, have you ever heard anything more terrifying? Will that not put the fear of God into the Antichrist when the battle doth come? The Canadian squirrels and the stone rabbits? Their vicious howls of war? Remains to be seen. And the battle is finally joined. Wake and bake with Stoner Jesus. Check out some videos and other shit around the internet when we come back. We're here every Friday, although that won't last long. More likely. I need a new time slot. Plus, we're doing the video show on Sunday nights. It's a lot, man. But for now, Friday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on CannabisRadio.com. Podcast on StonerJesus.net. All information on the show is StonerJesus.net. Go check that shit out, yeah. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Play as Ted Growing, expelled botany sophomore and the biggest grower in town, only on Weed Firm Replanted. Available on the App Store and Google Play.
It's a lot of work being the biggest grower in town. Maintaining a room full of plants while dealing with a slew of eccentric customers, from a hardcore partier to the curious neighbor next door.
Is anybody home?
Help me expand my bud business by unlocking new strains, customizing my grow room, and completing challenges that you can't get enough of. Grow your empire so big you can see it from space. Low on funds? Don't worry. Weed Firm Replanted is free to download.
Download Weed Firm Replanted for free on the App Store and Google Play today. Get growing, Mr. Growing.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offers the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 17th, 2017, on 3 days after Valentine's Day special. Joe Destruction has joined us in the chat room. We're just discussing the Friday morning time slot. Doing one morning a week. You know, I wake up early on Fridays, so I can't. It was just Fridays. I wake up later every other day. So there's no opportunity to get used to getting up that early. And then, like, my alarm's set, but I always wake up an hour or two before that. So what ends up happening is I'm sitting here for hours, and the show's already pretty much prepared, so I have nothing to do. I'm just fucking, you know, watching videos and shit. I can't sleep. Everybody else is fucking asleep. You know, there's the fucking St. Peter is MIA. So I just sit here in the fucking studio and look at shit. This is too early. Like, we're going to move it somewhere else. Plus, now we have the video show is debut Sunday night about 9 p.m. Eastern time on Facebook. Still have some technical issues to work out there, but we're just going to go on Sunday night and let it fly and see how it goes. Get some feedback, figure out what we can fix, figure out what's good and we can keep, and just go from there. Pick up some sponsors, build more, more people into the syndication, and just grow. It's a great opportunity, which is why I ended up going with Facebook for the live show. It's just the opportunity exists on Facebook, and that's, we're going to take it. Fucking do it to it. Yo, a lot of shit going on. There's so much to choose from. How about this? World Star Hip Hop. Chick catches her dude in the bathtub with another man. Another dude, if you will. Make a big with Stern Jesus.
This is what the fuck happens when you share a bank account with sorry ass niggas. I go to a fucking Walmart today. I get declined. I'm trying to buy some fucking tampons and my car get declined because somebody is staying at the Comfort Inn. I hear music and shit at the door.
She's at a hotel. Thinks her man's cheating on her.
What the fuck is going on?
So I guess he is.
You ready? What the fuck is this? You cheat on me with a fucking man?
What the fuck? How the fuck?
Okay. I wasn't looking, so let's back up a little bit. I think this is a fake as hell. I can't see it. God damn it. What the fuck just happened? I have to go back and look at this.
Your music and shit at the door? What the fuck is going on? You ready?
It's posted by Ghost. This Ghost dude posts a lot of shit.
What the fuck is this? You cheat on me with a fucking man?
What the fuck? How the fuck?
That's fake as shit. But what's great about it, she picks up like the fucking stereo or whatever and throws in the bathtub and supposedly electrocutes both dudes in it. One guy jumps out of the tub and where his ass is, they have a little picture of Donald Trump superimposed over his ass. Okay, that's pretty funny. Oh yeah, I gotta give it to you. That's pretty fucking funny. Oh shit, man, it's fucking cold, it's kicking my ass. So I said this probably won't be a full 2 hour show, but we want to check some of this shit out. Girl tests her plumber boyfriend with a beautiful girl who offers him a blowjob for his services. That age old dilemma. This video has been removed for violating YouTube's terms of service. God damn, what terms of service? I guess prostitution? Can't do prostitution pranks on YouTube? That's a shame. How about this? It's not all good. It's not all bad news and funny news. Young genius, a 10-year-old boy, invents a device to prevent babies from dying in hot cars. Anyway, that's a feel-good story. World Star
Hip Hop. The number of children who overheated and died inside cars increased across the country last year. Texas had the highest number of cases.
Now a boy from McKinney has invented what he hopes is a life-saving tool that every parent could use. New at 10, our Collin County reporter Meredith Yeomans has his story.
Okay, this is basically what I do most of my work.
After school.
And
after homework.
Yeah, and I'm excited.
Football in the front yard is where you'll find 10-year-old Bishop Curry.
So I found the heaviest blocks I can.
Not playing football.
Fire!
Launching them.
I'm in a target mode.
From his homemade catapult.
Trebuchet. It's a trebuchet, because catapults are different. Like you see the football.
That's right, you stupid bitch. It's not a catapult.
It's one of his...
Get the fuck out of my yard.
many creations.
Probably like 13.
Dumb bitch.
But this tiny 3D model could be his biggest invention yet.
This is my main design.
Inspired by tragedy.
Yeah, it was really sad for me.
Curry says the idea for his invention came after a baby died inside a hot minivan last summer.
And I knew exactly where...
Boy, this is a fucking bummer story. This isn't always what it comes back to. Always comes back to it being a fucking bummer.
The house was when we turned on the TV and we watched it. We just go bye-bye.
It hit close to home for the Curry family because they have a one-year-old of their own.
So if you're rushing home from work or you're rushing to the grocery store, I could see how somebody could forget.
The Honeycomb fan.
Can you? Can you? Really? Can you see how someone would forget their child in the fucking car? I can see how that would happen. You're busy. You're going to the grocery store. You're like, oops, forgot my fucking kid in the car. Wouldn't you at least check? I mean, if you had a real problem, if you really thought to yourself, man, one of these days I'm going to forget this little fucking kid, wouldn't you at least check every time you got out of the car? Is there a kid there? I don't remember. I don't know if there's a kid back there. Let me take 2 seconds to swivel my head slightly and see if there's a fucking kid back there. When I hear people say that, I think this is so fucking dumb. That's so fucking dumb. I can see how you forget your child in the back of a car. It's 95 fucking degrees. They're going to suffocate. Yeah. Shit happens all the time. It does happen all the time. It's because people are dumb motherfuckers or they're all hopped up on heroin or some bullshit.
The device attaches to a car seat and would detect if a baby is left inside.
And it would just kind of sit on top of there.
Then blows cold air.
Detect a baby. You know, in case the parents can't detect the baby.
There, until parents and authorities are alerted.
It would be a dream to have lots of inventions that save many lives.
You know what else would work? A leash. You put a leash around your baby, and then you put the leash around your wrist. So when you get out of the car, there's like a leash attached. Like, what the fuck is this? Oh, that's right. It's a fucking kid. It's my kid attached to the end of this leash. Good thing I had this fucking leash. My kid was going to be dead.
Tell me when you're ready.
They already have a provisional patent.
It's hitting the target.
To keep the ball moving forward.
This is very satisfying.
On a fifth grader's idea that could be a game changer. In McKinney, Meredith Yeomans, NBC5.
That is so smart.
Game changer. You parents, you forget your fucking kids in the car all the time. Like, what? Kid? Do I have a kid? How many kids do I have? Now, how many of them are in the car? I'm going to get me one of them detectors. Those baby detectors. What the fuck, man? I got to check this out. Fake Trump. At least he's willing to ask for help. Oh, it's Conan O'Brien's fake Donald Trump can't quit bugging Barack Obama on the phone. That might be funny. Let's check this out. President Donald Trump just can't stop asking Barack Obama for advice and Conan O'Brien's hilarious spoof telephone calls. Well, I'll be the judge how
hilarious
it is.
Here are the latest calls between former President Obama and President Trump.
Hello, Barack. Nordstrom stopped carrying my daughter Ivanka's clothing line.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Can I declare war on Nordstrom?
No.
Can I invade Nordstrom?
No.
What about Nordstrom Rack?
No.
Can I tweet that Nordstrom can kiss my ass?
Yes, but that's beneath you.
Is it, though?
Good point. Hello?
Hey, Barack. It's Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, you don't need to say that. I know it's you.
Wow. What's your problem? A little testy today.
I'm tired of you calling me. You're obviously not taking any of my advice. I don't see what the point of these calls is.
The point is, I consider you a friend now, Barack. I enjoy talking to you.
Is that true?
No, I have no human emotions.
Hello?
Barack, it's me.
Donald, you keep calling me. What do you want?
The love I never got from my father.
What?
What? I mean, I want to destroy Iran. There, a new poll just came out showing I have a 98% approval rating.
That's not what I'm hearing. Where did that poll come from?
A very respected polling company.
Who did they poll?
A sample of anonymous Americans who were standing near me at the time and happened to be related to me.
Well, that's not a legitimate poll. And why was it only 98%?
The cat voted against me. I had him arrested for treason.
Hello?
Hey, Barack, it's me. I'm working on my campaign slogan for 2020.
That's premature.
You're premature. Here's what I have so far. Say no to fake news. Say yes to fake boobs. What do you think?
So there you go. It's pretty good. The guy who does the Barack Obama is really good. It was the impression. Creationist Ken Ham's giant Noah's Ark to feature dinosaurs versus giants diorama. My God. This Ark thing is not too far from here. Probably about 15 miles or so from where we broadcast from. Is a fucking giant quote-unquote replica of Noah's Ark. The state of Kentucky, by the way, gave these motherfuckers $18 million in tax breaks for this bullshit. And I guess they would argue that it's a tourist attraction or whatever. It's going to bring in money, but come on. Really? So anyway, a new display going into the creationist Noah's Ark attraction in Kentucky, the Creationist Museum is also close by, shows what appears to be gladiator-style fights involving humans, giants, and a dinosaur. Ken Ham, founder of the group that runs the attraction, tweeted images of the new diorama on Thursday. He said, exquisite design by Ark Encounter artists for the new diorama depicting wicked population in the pre-flood world to be installed at Ark Encounter. The dinosaur is visible in the far right of the first image, which has a giant on the left, apparently about to spear a human. Ham, who believes in the strict literal interpretation of the Bible, claims the planet is roughly 6,000 years old, that humans existed alongside dinosaurs, and that Noah even carried dinosaurs with him on the Ark during a global flood roughly 4,300 years ago. Scientists estimate that dinosaurs died out 65 million years ago, or a good 64.8 million years before the first Homo sapiens. There's no scientific evidence for a race of giants. Where did the giants come from? Did you just throw that in there? He's like, we got this shit already, and that's cool. But what if we put in some giants? Fucking shit would be dope. Dope big ass giants in there. It's almost like spearing a human. It's like, take that, human. Oh, shit. Ooh, this might be good. Black Trump supporter goes off in a town hall meeting regarding immigration. Quote, when my people do a crime, it's three strikes. When you do it, you get amnesty. This is from World Star Hip Hop. The Trump Kona thing was from Huffington Post, by the way.
There are 90 million Americans out of work who want to work in this country. Sanctuary cities are racist. The black communities alone have been destroyed by illegal immigration. It's like we're going through the second civil rights movement. I'm an American citizen. My people have been here since the start of this country. Traced back from the person, which was a female, off the slave ship. My people were here, okay? I have Native American in me, I have Asian in me, I have European, and I have African. And I'm not going anywhere. Again, I say sanctuary city.
I was hoping this chick would be more entertaining. You better pick it up, bitch.
These are racist. All the jobs are going to illegals and to certain denominations. That is wrong. You're not going to be allowed to get away with it. Your time is going to be up. You want us to feel for your families, but you don't feel for our families. Again, the black community has literally been destroyed by racist, illegal immigration, and we're not going to have it. When my people do a crime, we get three strikes. Your people do a crime, they get amnesty, they get benefits, and they're not paying taxes. Okay? Publication 17 IRS.
She is getting angrier as it goes on. That's good.
Yes. They're allowing you people to claim people in Mexico. I couldn't even claim people in New Orleans when there was a flood. I couldn't claim my people. I ended up moving down there. But it's over. It's over. Right. Thank God for Trump. Wow. Thank God for Sessions. And you should. You should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. How dare you? Look up Publication 17, page 25 and 26. How in the hell are you allowed to claim people in Mexico?
Yeah.
And get away with it and not pay tax.
Is that true? They claim dependence in Mexico? Well, that's true. That's fucked up.
I am outraged. I'm a tax preparer. I manage a tax store in 4 different states. That ITIN number, they're using it as a social security number. All the social security numbers that you don't steal.
And it's- she runs a tax preparer place. I guess she would know.
So as a kid, I was a fan of ancient animals. I think.
Anyway, the fucking Huffington Post getting all premature up on me. Woolly mammoth could be de-extinct in 2 years. A Harvard University scientist told The Guardian this week that his team is only 2 years from resurrecting some traits of the woolly mammoth, which went extinct during the last ice age. The goal is to create an embryo that's a hybrid of the woolly mammoth and its closest living relative, an Asian elephant. So they're going to create a woolly mammoth Asian elephant hybrid.
I think I like the furry ones a little bit more than the dinosaurs, but, you know, they were both attractive.
The woolly mammoth is a cultural favorite, a long-extinct animal that can still capture the imagination. We commonly accept the woolly mammoth became extinct at the end of the last ice age 10,000 years ago due to a combination of climate change and human hunters. But suddenly, this loss might not be permanent. There are a handful of projects across the globe working to bring extinct animals back from the dead. They call it de-extinction.
What I would emphasize in de-extinction is de-extinction of DNA, not so much of species.
Leading one of those projects is Dr. George Church, a professor of genetics at Harvard University. He's a genius.
This is the tRNA that I solved helped solve as a teenager.
To create new mammoths, Dr. Church started with a close relative. Then he made some key changes to its genome.
Our lab and others have developed a whole variety of genome engineering tools. One of them is CRISPR. The way that CRISPR works is that you calculate in the computer a particular set of 20 A's, G's, and T's in a row, and then the CRISPR protein cuts, and then that cut alters the gene. In this case, we've already edited 15 genes, and we're well on our way to doing another 30-some genes that have been selected to specifically help the modern Asian elephant survive in more environments than it currently has, particularly cold environments.
De-extinction has plenty of detractors. They feel it provides an all-too-convenient backup plan to habitat destruction that humanity has caused. And more practically, where do we put resurrected animals that no longer have a natural habitat? Dr. Church has a place in mind for that part.
The tundra, which is one of the largest gigantic ecosystem throughout the top of the world, is melting. The soil is very thick, full of carbon and melting. And if that carbon escapes, it could be equivalent to twice the carbon in the atmosphere and twice the carbon in all the forests. So what could elephants do? By allowing cold-resistant elephants or mammoths to repopulate the tundra, they will punch down the snow in the wintertime, allowing cold air to come in. And in the summertime, they'll knock down trees, which are very absorbent, and release the grasses from the dead grass so they grow well and reflect light. When you simulate this with real ecosystem in Siberia, the temperature drop is 20 degrees, which is a really big deal in terms of delaying or, you know, the release of carbon.
So they're going to create woolly mammoth elephants to fight climate change in the Northern Hemisphere. There's a long about fucking roundabout way of getting to that. Holy shit. Anyway, we're going to go to break. We'll wrap up when we get back. I said I'm not going to go the full 2 hours a day. This cold is just fucking kicking the shit out of me. So we'll wrap shit up. We'll find one good thing. Cash Me Outside Girl returned to Dr. Phil. We check that out. I don't think we caught her the first time around. Get her on the way back. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 17th, 2017, our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. Stay tuned, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. I have a question for you. Do you like extracts? Of course you do. We all do. But getting quality product can be such a problem these days. Have you ever considered making your own? Well, Terp Extractors has equipment for every skill level, from beginners to advanced extract artists. They offer the highest quality equipment, and they back it up with their industry-leading training and tech support. They carry everything from bi-directional closed-loop systems to tabletop rosin presses. Make sure you visit their website at turfextractors.com. That's TERP with two P's, and let them help you get on the path to extraction. Make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. And make sure you please check your local laws before purchasing. That's TERPExtractors.com. That's TERP with two P's. Or simply click the TERP Extractors banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code SJ5 before January 1st to receive 5% off your first order. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net or go to kindsoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Cash?
Sorry.
I don't carry around cash, and I don't want to use the ATM and pay surcharges.
You don't need to carry cash. Haven't you heard about PayQuick?
Okay, tell me about PayQuick.
It's the safe and easy way to pay. It works just like your debit card to securely pay for your purchase, and it gives you rewards points every time you use it.
Nice.
PayQuick, the safe and easy way to pay. PayQuick.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Voober way.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The cannabis industry is growing. Business is booming. And as new opportunities arise in newly legalized states, each market is getting more competitive. Today, it takes more than just being a good grower. Do you have the resources to market and handle this ever-changing business landscape? Let Canna Management Corporation help you grow your canna business with our vast resources and experience to make your business a fully functional service company. Financial management, HR, sales, marketing, efficiency, and more. CMC has the experience and the expertise to improve your business and help you better meet the demands of your clients and customers. Call Canna Management Corporation and let our team get you ready to grow. 415-269-8015. That's 415-269-8015. Or visit canna-management.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus, February 17, 2017, live on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out StonerJesus.net for the podcast. Many of you may know the Cash Me Outside girl. Internet fame. Memes and her videos and all that shit everywhere. Her first time around on Dr. Phil and her initial launch to fame. We missed her here on the show. But she returned to Dr. Phil. That's right. For more shenanigans, apparently.
There's that she wanted to give her 13-year-old Danielle a chance to turn things around. We together talked about it. We referred Danielle to Turnabout Ranch, where she seemed to make some real positive adjustments. However, since returning home to her mother's care last month, things have taken a turn for the worse from what they were at Turnabout Ranch.
When you were at Turnabout, you said that you'd learned that material things didn't mean as much anymore.
That was just a show, damn. That was just so I can get out of there. Let me put it this way. Y'all can put me in a program for 6 years and I'm gonna come out the same person I came in.
How is it being back home?
I don't know. It's just home.
No stripper pole anymore. Where'd it go?
It's in that room now. Okay, are we done now? Because I'm done. And I'm not saying it again, so we're done.
Okay.
We're done.
I have questions to ask you, but you kind of don't want to answer them.
On to the next subject. I'm not answering no questions by no agent about no money. No.
What do you want to tell Dr. Phil?
What I told him last time. Tell him to my
What do you want to see happen on the show this time?
This time I won't be throwing water at nobody. I'll be throwing hands at somebody. Alright, no more cameras.
Throwing hands.
Okay.
Hello. What's up, girl?
Where's everybody?
Have What's up, girl?
There's no hose.
Nope, place is empty. You know this guy.
Oh, it's Shane. There's no hose.
I thought There's it no would hose. Be best if we met alone rather than with an audience full of people.
There's no show unless there's hose.
We've gotten a lot of tension on the internet since you were here. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Both.
What's good about it?
Well, I guess what's good for you is I made you just like how Oprah made you. You were nothing before I came on this show.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
You said, I'm no longer impressed by Turnabout Ranch.
I'm not impressed because there's a team. There's a structure. I would love to talk to other parents and see if their children made that 360 turnaround?
Did they really turn around and stay that way?
Exactly.
Well, actually, we do deep dives on these programs. They have an 83% success rate, which is phenomenal. When I saw how hard Danielle worked when she was there, when I saw that she was helping other kids, mm-hmm. when I saw her working with Chief, when mm-hmm. I saw her making the changes that she made, and then you were critical of the program, I was shocked about that. I mean, you're the mom. I was shocked about
right.
that. And I was shocked about this. I was shocked that you came to us, but then you seemed to be making demands on us. I made a list of them.
Get back to the other bitch. Cash Me Outside. How about that bitch? She's the famous one. That's fucking dumb two-color hair mom.
Actually, Please. You said, put me in the Roosevelt or I'm not coming. I do not want Danielle God. Sent away again. If this is the plan, I'm not
wow.
coming. I will not come on the show if you contact Danielle's dad. You can't speak to Danielle now. She is with her agent. I just don't want to talk about it. Danielle's agent, that's our business. So he can come back at me and say, oh, what, you want to profit off of it? If he starts like that, I will get off the blank damn stage. I'm like,
okay, first and foremost,
really?
Put me in the Roosevelt was a joke. I don't want Danielle sent away again. No, I didn't want Danielle sent away again. And I will not come on the show if they contact her, Danielle's dad. Danielle's dad has never raised Danielle. I have sole custody of my daughter. And then when she asked to speak to Danielle, she was talking to her agent. This is Danielle. Do you want to get on the phone? No, I don't want to get on the phone. So what do I say? Get on the damn phone right now?
Anthony, you remember, Anthony, come out. 18,000 guests.
Mm-hmm.
They don't usually make demands. Mm-hmm. I ask you, because Anthony's been here from day one, minute one, right?
Where'd the fucking the chick go? The Cash Me Outside chick. The fuck happened here?
That's right.
I ask you to survey. What do we typically hear from guests? Because this is a different dynamic.
that we've gotten from past guests. We're so desperate.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Even
I'm saying I don't appreciate help.
That videotapes, yeah. You're yelling out bad language.
I guess that's it. They don't know fucking. That's it. They had the Catch Me Outside Girl on for 30 fucking seconds. That is false advertising. That is bullshit. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm done. Fuckers. Wake and Bake with Stoner Jesus. We might be here next Friday. I don't know. It may be a time change. We'll see. But Sunday night, the video show premieres on Facebook. Make sure you are there for that, because it will be some of that epic shit. Hopefully. Maybe a fucking train wreck in the making. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Our 3 days after Valentine's Day special. I said, check out Facebook.com/StonerJesus420. Sunday night, the Stoner Jesus Show on Facebook. Live. Debuts. Don't miss that shit. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening. You're awesome. Keep spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.